Boston Man Show. We got David Kiefer back on the show with us. Obviously, Louisiana Lions, Southland Conference are down there doing their thing. Coach, what's up, man? How have you been since we last chatted, my brother?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Basketball season starts tomorrow, so I'm happy about that, man. So let me ask you, man, how are you feeling inside this year? And how are your guys doing down there so far, brother?
Oh, yeah, we were just talking about it's basketball weather. Woke up this morning, it was 50-something degrees outside, felt good, threw my hoodie on. It feels good. Get myself right back inside to the gym. But feel really excited about our team. You know, we play tomorrow at Tulane, and we've had some really good workouts this summer. Our guys have been shooting the ball. They've been great and getting in pre and post. We got to lead the country in pre and post practice workouts, just getting better. We want better plays, not better. Better players, not better plays. And I'm really excited about just playing somebody else in front of some fans this year tomorrow.
No doubt, man. And how was it for you last year, brother? Like, you guys playing for a nobody pretty much, you know. You wake up on a given day, you may not play because somebody may have COVID on another team or something. So, man, how was last year for you guys mentally and emotionally and physically, man, knowing that you never knew was really going to play or not, if you get to know, to get the day of the week it was?
Last year was tough. You know, everybody's got their own stories, obviously. You know, all we really know is ours going into the season last year. We had such good fall workouts like we're having now. And then we had no issue with the COVID all summer, all fall. And then 2 weeks before our first game, it just boom, 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 a bunch of pop. And we shut down the program for 2 weeks. And we didn't have our first practice next until the day before our first game at IPFW. And we started out the game. We play an overtime game that game. Lose by 2 in overtime, I believe. We go 1 for 30 from 3. And after that, we open the season 5 games in 9 days in 4 different states and 3 different time zones. And we just never really got to practice and got going. We had a guy, one of our players had traced for over 40-something days last year, was never tested positive. You know, I missed a game last year. We didn't have a home game till the middle of January. It was weird, you know. It was weird playing, you know, every game almost felt like a closed door scrimmage. You're out there and it's just you and your team. There's nobody in the stands. You can hear everything that's being said. It was a different deal. It was definitely weird. But we were happy to have the season. I was worried about it being canceled for a little while. So just being able to play last year was nice. And now this year it seems like everything's kind of getting back going to normal, and we're ready to go.
And I know your guys probably feel good about this now, having a spring and a summer, because last year there was no spring and summer. It was just get the best way you can. So did your guys appreciate now going to class more, having workouts, spring and summer workouts now than they did last year after not having it the way they used to have that structure they used to have?
Yeah, it's just, you know, getting yourself in that routine again every day, it helps, you know, just so you're not just kind of sitting in your room and isolated by yourself, but you're actually kind of getting out and being around people and, you know, obviously still social distancing and being smart about everything, but just getting up in that routine, getting into your 8 a.m. classes, making, you know, getting to your noon study halls, and then getting over here to practice, getting your individual works in, get into your night study halls, get in for film, and all those things. Our just routine was so messed up last year. And I don't know about you, but for me, if I'm not in some type of routine, it gets me a little bit of in a funk. I need to be in some type of schedule.
No doubt. Hey, same for me and my radio show, brother. I'm doing it on Zoom now. I haven't been to my office since March 14th of 2020.
Why would you?
My office has like probably cobwebs in my office in Midtown Atlanta. I've been there forever.
You don't need to go to the office anymore. It's, you know, you can do it right there.
Yeah, right wherever I'm at, man. So, yeah, for you, brother, I'm with you. I got to have a routine, a schedule, my interviews. I'm right there with you. So getting to this routine, man, has been good for me once more. And maybe to go out and cover games again, you know.
Right.
Going to Memphis when the Hawks play the Grizzlies on October 9th, getting booed felt good again. Being in a hotel on the road felt good again. You know, so I'm just telling you, so I know how you guys feel. For me, being a radio guy, having the energy back has been one of a kind for me, for sure.
No question.
And speaking of your team, Coach Kiefer, camaraderie, getting able to be together once more. Because I know when I played ball, man, I did better work when I was in Nashville at TSU than I was in Atlanta by myself. So How is it for you guys getting be that bond, that camaraderie? So when it's some tough times this year, starts out going that they can be together and not have that, well, this dude doing that. No, they together because they actually did the workouts together, been through those wars and summer together in conditioning sessions. Tell me about that for your guys, making that camaraderie, that teamwork piece of it.
Oh, no doubt. You can definitely feel it. You can feel it this year. We've done just way more things, whether it's going out to dinner or doing team activities or just, you know, being in the locker room longer than 15 minutes with each other, closer than, you know, than 6 feet or whatever it may be, just being around and practicing, you know, not having practices canceled and who can be by this person. And it's just, you know, we still have our rules and we're still abiding by them, but just like you said, not having to be shut down constantly and having our guys to be able to spend more time with each other. It helps in the trust factor, you know, knowing your teammate a lot better and being around them more makes it a lot easier to connect, be connected on the floor.
And for you, the COVID year, having guys come back in your programs will help you set this culture even more. How has that been for you and your staff, man?
Oh, it's been great. You know, it starts with Keon Clairgeau has been a tremendous leader for us. You're talking about a guy that's coming back for his fifth year who's had an opportunity to go other places, had an opportunity to go make money, but wanted to come back because he wanted to win a championship and be a better leader. And guys like Gus Okafor wanted to be a better leader and changing his body all summer and getting himself in the best shape of his life. These guys coming back want to win. They believe in what we're doing. And with the new pieces that we got coming in, I think we got big things ahead for us.
No doubt. And you got two brothers from my part of the world, Avery Wilson, Forest Park, down the street from my house here, and Roscoe Eastman up from Marietta up in Cobb County. Tell me about recruiting Atlanta, finding those two guys to come down and play for you down there for you, man, the Lions, man, doing their thing for you.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a tough deal for old Avery Wilson. You know, he's been talk about one of the best people you've ever met. Unbelievable kid, really good basketball player. Just, you know, body and skill level just is what you want. You know, last year, 2 weeks before our first game, right around the shutdown time, he tore his ACL going into the season. You're talking about a guy that played at Boston College 2 years, didn't play a bunch, transferred here right before the transfer rule, so he had to sit out. Then week before the season, 2 weeks before the season last year, tears his ACL. And then this year he gets cleared and we're practicing. He says his knee doesn't feel right. And they found a fracture in his patella knee. So in his kneecap. So now he had to get screws put in that. And that's going to put him back to, you know, hopefully we can get him back this season. So we're staying positive with him. We're going to be there. He's been rehabbing. His mindset's right. He's just back to working and getting better. But it's been a little bit of a struggle to this point for him. And but he'll get back going. Great kid, great player once we can get him healthy. Roscoe Eastman will be eligible in December due to some academic stuff and transfer rules. But he's been really good this summer. Point guard, handles it, can pressure the basketball, gets in the lane, passes it, a little playmaker, dynamic player, and really look forward to continuing to recruit in Atlanta. There's so many kids. Went to Georgia's team camp last summer and try to go to things all the time. There's so many athletes and good players, and it's, you know, it's right down the road. And so we got a little connection with them now. So we're excited about getting back to that area.
No doubt. Now, let me ask you this, Coach Kiefer. How has this transfer portal helped you? Because I feel like with the style you play is very attractive to a young man. So do you feel like you have to kind of leave some spots open for the right fit out of that portal going forward? Because, you know, you have 13 spots to give out. So do you want to leave like 11 or 12 to kind of make sure you find a guy like maybe from Georgia or somewhere else want to come back home and say, hey, this is a good right fit for me. So how is that working for you guys so far, man?
Oh, tremendous. We've had a lot of success in the portal, you know, just the, you know, it's constantly changed. You can sit here and complain about it, which at first when it kind of happened, all kids can leave and be eligible right away. It's like, you know, you want them to be able to, you know, fight through some things and not just leave situations or whatnot, but it is what it is. That's what it's going to be. So, you know, instead of complaining about it, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, we're able to capitalize on it. So we were able to get ourselves some really good transfers coming into us this year that are going to be immediate impact guys that are going that are hopefully going to help us win a championship this year. But yeah, you know, we gotta save the spots. You know, we got early signing period coming up, and if there's a kid that we just love, and we'll throw the offer out there and sign early. But you know, there's going to be 1,500 kids in the portal in the springtime. So right now, it's about getting our team better, finding the talented guys that are out there right now, that whether they're junior college or high school kids or prep school kids, and keeping them on our radar. But right now, it's about getting our team better. That springtime will be here, and there's going to be more than enough players for everybody to get. You just got to make sure you're picking the right ones. You're doing the right due diligence, but there's going to be a lot of guys open in that springtime that we'll keep some spots open for sure.
And speaking of getting better, you played in SMU, Louisville, Iowa, and I was saying non-conference, and Tulane tomorrow. And so tell me about the non-conference schedule and preparing for Ron Hunter's zones. I've seen him in Georgia State all these years in IUPUI. His zones are one of a kind. They're very unique. He just plays unique zones. Tell me about Ron Hunter, preparing for him, having a whole summer to prepare for Ron Hunter's zones. Right. How's that been for you, man?
The first thing I know is preparing for it is he'll say it's not a zone. He doesn't play zones. And then he'll tell you he doesn't play man either. So whatever that means, you know, you don't want to spend too much time trying to figure it out, because, you know, that's what's unique to them. And that's what they do every day. So you'll never be able to do what they do. You can't do it. That's who they are. That's what they do every day, you know. And we don't want to spend too much time trying to figure it out. We want our guys to be able to play open and free, because, you know, Tulane thrives off turning you over, thrives off confusing you. What are we in? What do we do next? And they're really good out in the open floor. So we don't want to turn the ball over. We don't want to take quick, bad shots and let them get those athletes with big wings that can score the ball out in the open floor. So we want to make sure we're pushing it. We want to play fast, but we want to make sure we're taking the right shots. We're decisive with our decision-making, and we're keeping them, you know, in a 5-on-5 game. We don't want open floor transition for them.
No doubt, man. And that's one for you, Coach Key, for this brother. When you come to Atlanta, what's your favorite spot to eat here, man?
Oh. Last time I went down there, that American Deli was pretty good.
Oh, that's a classic. That's a classic Atlanta thing. It's a classic. Hey, did you get a 10-piece or a 20-piece?
I can't do 20.
Yes, a 10-piece lemon pepper or mild or barbecue. Those are the ones I get. It's
thankfully yes, that barbecue. I like that barbecue.
Yeah. Yes. So yeah, hey, you got a Taco Mac American Deli. Those Atlanta delicacies, man. You already you good to go. See, that's why you got the players from here. You already want to eat here. You already got it figured out. You got it figured out. Yes, sir. Hey, Coach, man, thank you for your time today, brother. Hope to see you on the road here real soon, man. Come to town, give me a text, man. I'll link up with you for sure, brother. And let's look to you guys to walk against Ron Hunter, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me, man.
In turn, brother. Be safe, but man.
You too.
All right.